The only things Mount Ashwaubea and Mount Everest have in common are their first name, and at least in the winter, they both have snow on their tops. Ashwaubea overlooks Lake Superior and Bayfield. At 1,200 feet, it's the proverbial molehill compared to the 29,000-foot Everest. But that's where 55-year-old Lori Schneider trained, carrying a backpack filled with 50 pounds of dog food. She did it with a lot of help from her friends. They gathered this week at Bayfield's Big Water Cafe and Coffee Roaster. Dee Johnson made countless hikes with Schneider.
It was up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And, you know, I asked her, how can you train for Mount Everest on this little thing? And she said, you know, a step is a step, no matter where you take it.
Janelle Ryan also made the Ashwaubea treks. She says it's what's inside Schneider that counts, even though one of the things people can't see is that Schneider has multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed 10 years ago.
People say things like, I hate it when people with MS can do things like climb mountains, but I have to admit that it makes me stretch a little farther, walk a little further, get myself into a little better shape.
Today, Schneider carries a flag with her, signed by her friends and family, but also by people who have MS. Jim Collins of Bayfield signed the flag. He was diagnosed with MS last fall.
I had balance problems, and so I tend to stay in good shape, but nothing like her shape. I'm not ready to climb mountains. You can tell she's very determined. Having MS, I think, will mean a lot to the MS crowd.
It's been a nervous week in Bayfield. Outwardly, everyone's confident, but neighbor Mary Thiel says they know the odds are against her. Only 20% of climbers make it to the summit of Mount Everest on their first try. Even though Schneider has already climbed 6 of the world's 7 continental summits, they know Mount Everest is different.
You look at the route that they're going to take and, you know, some of the photos of the things that they're going over, the ice bridges. It's terrifying, really.
Her partner Jim Ramsdale helped her train using ladders. That's a technique used to cross deep crevasses. Nervous? A little.
I just put energy out there for her, and she's doing the same, and I'm pretty strong in believing she'll give it her best, and even if she doesn't make it to the top, she'll be safe.
30 Tibetan monk prayer flags are in the windows and lawns of homes in Bayfield. It's part of a message they want to send to this determined retired school teacher.
Lori, I love you, and good luck, and get home soon so we can have some, as she calls it, grape therapy.
Give it hell, and I hope you make it.
We love you, Lori, and we're all pulling for you, and hoping for your safe return, and wherever that personal summit is, that's fantastic.
Go, Lori, that everyone's behind you. I love you. The top isn't all as important as just bringing yourself home. Go on with it. We'll see you when you get home.
In Bayfield, friends will gather tonight on top of Mount Ashwaubea. Half a world away in the world's most extreme climate, Schneider's final test is underway. In a satellite telephone interview a week ago, Schneider said the support means a lot, but there are no guarantees on Mount Everest.
I have to know that the mountain will determine, you know, partially whether I can make it to the top or not. You know, good intentions and strength can only get you so far, and then the mountain decides after that.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.